Just as the world has changed dramatically in the last 80 years, it is also clear that the UN needs to reform to be fit for purpose for the next stretch. We need a more representative and a more inclusive UN that reflects current realities. The UN Charter confers on the UN Security Council the primary responsibility for the maintenance of international peace and security. It clearly needs reform to better fulfill this mandate. The increasing, and if I may add, cynical use of vetoes by the P5 must be constrained, and the wider UN membership must reach agreement on how this veto is to be exercised in the future. We commend the role played by the elected members of the Council, which gives the wider membership of the UN greater agency in addressing the pressing issues of the day. We also believe it is important to strengthen the relationship between the Security Council and the General Assembly. We need a UN that delivers for real people on the ground. Clean water, education, pandemic preparedness, social mobility, jobs, education, and an international financial architecture that delivers stability and prospects of progress for all. These are the building blocks for sustainable development and human dignity. The first Foreign Minister of Singapore said it best 60 years ago in 1965. Quote, "Despite cynics who focus attention on its many shortcomings, Singapore has faith in the future of the United Nations simply because without it, there is no worthwhile future for humanity," unquote. These words still ring true today. So together, let's ensure that this institution continues to serve as humanity's best hope for peace and prosperity for all of us.